So I just want to create some controversy here. So I wouldn't think twice. I'd give her a carbapenem. That's what I give her in the adjuvant setting, knowing that the only data we have come from a small study that was in the last session of ASCO 2 years ago that suggested actually a disease-free survival advantage compared with cisplatin or R-Lbine with a cis-PEM regimen in the adjuvant setting. It was about 200 patients, and it was done in Europe, but it's the only data we have in the adjuvant setting with a PEM-based regimen. And I think everyone is familiar, although I didn't participate in ECOG 1505, the pivotal adjuvant trial with bevacizumab, pemetrexed was allowed to later be added as a choice of a regimen, although with cisplatin. This gets even easier for me because she's already had cisplatin, so I can make an argument that I don't want to add to any cisplatin toxicity, but I'd feel comfortable with carbapenem with her for 4 cycles.
So just to be clear, putting aside the previous history with the cis in general with adenocarcinoma, in a younger patient, for example, carbapenem?
So you remember that patient we had discussed, the 35-year-old? So she got cis-PEM, and I think this is where, you know, can you have it both ways, right? We don't have data with PEM, we have data with cis. How are you going to agree that a cis-PEM regimen is better than carbapenem or cis-vinorelbine? So I think it depends what argument you use. I think we generally think that cis is a little bit more active than carbo, probably doesn't make a difference in the advanced disease setting where we think more about quality of life. In the early stage setting where you're trying to get every bit out of that 5% absolute survival and cure, maybe cis is that little bit extra difference you need.
So you're generally going to use PEM, and with cis in younger patients, carbo older?
So yes, that's a fair way of saying, but I can't think of a patient where I've used cis in the last several years in the adjuvant setting.
Interesting. I always love to hear that one out on the table. So Ram, I'll ask you the same question. What would you be thinking about with this 81-year-old lady? And in general, how do you approach adjuvant therapy of adenocarcinoma?
So the first question is that should we be treating 80-year-olds for adjuvant therapy? Second, what drugs? And third, of course, a cis-carbo thing. The first is, you know, the NCA Canada study always makes me somewhat concerned when it comes to elderly patients. The subset analysis showed there was actually an adverse outcome when we took elderly population and when they got adjuvant therapy. In fact, the hazard ratio was more like 2 bad for chemotherapy. So I actually...
And what with the age?
80
plus,
early?
80, that was 60.
80 and above, I thought.
80 and above?
No.
The subset of the 80 and above, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah, there were like 9 patients.
Yeah, but elderly patients in general, that's the concern. And so I've actually stayed away from the adjuvant therapy in general in 80 and above. That's my general approach.
Interesting. So Chandra, what would you be thinking about in this 81-year-old lady?
I think if I have to give adjuvant therapy, I give cisplatin.
Well, you don't have to.
But
do you want to?
I do not give it in 80 years and above, as Govindan said.
You don't give adjuvant therapy, period.
Meaning if he's a physiologically 70 or 75, when he presents with at age 81, I could probably consider giving it.
I mean, the problem is that all the major trials we have in the adjuvant setting
are
cisplatinum, but the elderly, even above the age 65, were really underrepresented on these trials. So we really don't have good data. And, you know, I would have a long discussion with her about, you know, at best, the LACE meta-analysis in stage 2 disease would tell us we have a hazard ratio of 0.83. So that's a 17% reduction in the risk of recurrence. She has N1 disease. So if she were willing to accept what is a relatively small absolute benefit, I might do it.
What would you give her specifically?
I would optimally give her a cis-pemetrexed. However, I would be very concerned in an 81-year-old about the toxicity of cis. I've always felt, since we don't have clear data in the adjuvant setting, and I teach our fellows this, if you think you have to give carbo, maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Ram?
I want to underscore one important point. Pemetrexed causes renal toxicities more than people appreciate.
Yes.
In fact, it drops the creatinine clearance. You can see that actually happening. In 80-year-old with acidosis, physiologically decreased renal function, giving the 2 drugs, I would be reluctant. If I have to give adjuvant therapy, I would use, as David said, a carboplatin-containing regimen. Even though we don't have a whole amount of data, I would at least minimize the bad outcomes. And my preference would be to give pemetrexed and carboplatin,
so
if I have to.
We'll just do a quick poll here in terms of your usual adjuvant recommendation in a younger patient with adenocarcinoma, 60 years old, what are you most likely to recommend?
CIS-PEM for the non-squames, and I give them a choice of cis-docetaxel or cis-gemcitabine for the squames based on side effects.
Cisplatin-vinorelbine.
Cis-vinorelbine for squamous, cis-pemetrexate for non-squamous.
Carbo-PEM for the non-squamous and carbo-paclitaxel for squamous.
Cis-PEM for non-squamous and cis-docetaxel for...
Same cis-PEM and cis-docetaxel. You know, we did a neoadjuvant study with cis-docetaxel, and the response rates were upwards of 60% in the neoadjuvant setting. So I think for non-squams, that's a highly active regimen.